Hi and welcome to the Homeopathy Health Show. I'm Atiq Ahmadbhatti, a fourth generation homeopath with over 25 years of professional experience and practice in this field of healing. The Homeopathy Health Show is the online voice of homeopathy around the world, promoting and raising awareness of this truly unique system of healing, which is suitable for all ages, young and old. Every week, I invite guests from the world of homeopathy to come and share their experiences, their work, offer insights, and essentially talk all things homeopathy. Why not visit www.liketreatslike.co.uk and click on the radio and podcast button to listen to the latest episodes. So let's begin today's show here on UK Health Radio, the world's number one talk health radio. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Homeopathy Health Show here on the UK Health Radio. And of course, I'm your host, Atiq Ahmadbhatti, and I do hope you've had a splendid week. Now, my guest today is Dr. Asha Sheikh, and he's joining me all the way from India. He is a registered homeopathic consultant, he's a professor, and a leading classical homeopath in India with a successful background in the diagnosis, treatment, and management of patient illnesses and diseases. Dr. Asher, as he likes to be called, started practice actually in 1999. Now, having an exceptional knowledge of homeopathic principles and procedures, he runs a very busy practice in Nasik and has a successful chain of clinics in Dubai, Nasik, Mumbai, and Pune, with all sorts of clinical cases dealt thereby. He is a well-known physician across the globe for his amazing homeopathic treatments and being strongly active in the community, working to increase not only awareness of homeopathic medical options, but in fact the uptake itself of homeopathy. And as you know, homeopathy, as far as India is concerned, is absolutely phenomenal at the moment, and may it continue to on this wonderful trajectory indeed. Now, over and above homeopathy, Dr. Asher Sheikh utilizes a system called GNM, which is called German New Medicine, to help in the diagnosis of a patient's health complaints. And he is indeed a teacher and mentor across the globe in Dubai, Austria, India, Israel, and many other countries with regards to German New Medicine. And in fact, this show, today's episode with Dr. Asher Sheikh, is part one of a series of shows on German New Medicine and how it can assist homeopaths in practice. So without further ado, I would like to welcome my friend, Dr. Asher Sheikh, to the Homeopathy Health Show. Welcome.
Thank you, Atiqji. Thanks for that lovely introduction. It's a pleasure being here.
It's wonderful to have you on the show. For those who are just tuning in for the first time, if you head over to my YouTube channel, which is like_treatslike, you'll find that Dr. Asher Sheikh has actually been on the companion show, the sister show to the Homeopathy Health Show itself, which is called Homeopathic Voices. And he joined me from India and Dubai, actually, to talk about German New Medicine. But today, we've given it the respect that it needs as far as the quality of time. So, we're going to talk a lot about what this system is. So, Dr. Asher Sheikh, I actually wanted to start by asking you, as a very, very successful and established homeopathic doctor, or should I say professor of homeopathy, how did, you know, German New Medicine come into your life? And what was that moment? How did you come across it? And what happened from there on, I guess?
Right. So it was around 12 years back. I came up working with a physician. And that physician used to always ask the patient, what is the thing which happened before the illness took place? Patients, usually he used to see the heart patients, and they used to all express a overwhelming conflict, a situation which they could not handle. And that used to give them high blood pressure, or they used to land up into heart attacks. That used to always excite me to know what exactly is going inside the body when there is an emotional cause. Because we have seen in old movies and we have seen a lot of places, whenever a person gets overwhelmed, he gets a heart attack. That's the one place where all doctors come to one level of understanding that the emotions play a lot of effect on the heart. That increased my inquisitiveness, and I started studying about the emotional effect on your body, the organs. Okay. So then I came to know that the psyche, whatever happens in the psyche, affects the brain, and the brain then relays it to the organ, which is involved in that survival mechanism. This, when I was searching, I got in touch with Dr. Hammer's theory, and that was German New Medicine. I immediately booked a ticket to Austria, where all this German New Medicine was being shared. There I met Caroline, Marcolin, and others who were the mentors that time on German New Medicine. What they were doing is, they were trying to find out the relation of every emotion on the body. They did not consider that smoking causes cancer. Why? Because every smoker doesn't have a cancer. Only those who have a death fright or have a issue in their family where they're going to, where they are facing a death-like situation, or their relatives are dying or on deathbed, are the people who, when smoke, get lung affections and lesions. This, when I was working with them, I could easily connect homeopathy into this, because that means every case has a cause. Every case has an emotional cause. But we just know it with the name of stress. What emotions affect which organ was something which really came as a shock to me. And it opened up all the doors for giving an approach to all those so-called incurable cases which we have to deal as homeopaths. Now the question was, when I am dealing with an incurable disease, the physicians here, all the strong big physicians, need to know what exactly I am doing with homeopathy and German New Medicine. So I used to make them close their eyes, meditate for a minute, tell them in that meditation that you close your eyes, I'm going to talk. In that talk, I used to say that you are roaming in a garden and there are lemons hanging on a tree. Somebody cuts that lemon and squeezes it on your tongue. When you're meditating, and really now we are not meditating, but still I can feel that saliva coming in my mouth.
Same, absolutely the same.
A slice of lemon cut and squeezed on your tongue stimulates the salivary gland. And to understand it better, to explain them on a scientific level, at the brain level, the medulla controls the salivary centers. The cholinergic parasympathetic nerve is responsible for all this effect. Just a thought of lemon being squeezed on your tongue can stimulate your saliva. So a long-term emotional, which is hitting you every day and night, does affect your hormones and your enzymes. If stimulated for a longer time, the cell or the organ either goes into cell loss, which in homeopathy we call as psychosis shallow, or it goes into cell proliferation, that is growth, what we call as tumors, that is psychosis excess. everything started connecting with the miasms. Everything started coming connecting with what has been written in Organon. And I started learning physiology and anatomy in a different perspective. I started understanding the brain and which part of the brain gets affected by which emotion made it very clear for me. Every disease which I used to try, start treatment in my clinic, I started with the ailments from. And when you go into the rubrics of ailments from in the repertory, you have a list of more than 300 ailments from. In this world, everybody says there has to be a cause. The physician started asking me, calling me and asking that we have a sudden flare of acne on my daughter's face. We have tried all hormonal pills. We have tried all ointments. It is just not going. All the reports are normal. Why it is not going, Dr. Asher? You say that it is separation conflict. I say no. Separation conflict is epidermis. And the acne is from the dermis, the sebaceous gland. So dermis conflict is attack conflict. Now, what is this attack? Attack is being yelled at, being scolded, being abused, trying to point out to the daughter that you don't study well, you don't sleep well, you're looking fat, you're not worn a nice dress, you don't look that good what you were in childhood, is an attack on the face of the child when they start menstruating. And the teenagers nowadays have become very rebellious. They are not going to listen, and the parents are going to say more and more. This is like an attack to the child on her face. That excites or triggers the skin to proliferate, leading into these acnes. There is a high estrogen surge is because of that verbal attack which is going on. They immediately agree, oh my God, yes. Till she was not a teenager, we used to love her a lot. Now she started rebelling, so we are also giving her left and right. The mother says, I say, and she's not comfortable with us. She closes the room and sits, tells not to disturb, not to talk to her. I don't like talking to you parents. But when she's talking to the friend, she's talking for hours. She's talking to my uncle, her uncle, she's talking for hours. But she doesn't want to talk to us because she's being abused by us. And since then, the acne has flared up. Is enough for the physician to understand the reason behind the acne. What happens with that? The parents now take it lightly and tell the child in a different way. They bargain and tell it. They tell it with a lot of love and affection. And they explain logically. That makes the child their friend. Not only the acne start disappearing, the child starts growing better, but the atmosphere of the house also improves. There's a lot of love, attachment in the house. And that is what GNM teaches you. But here, if the child is still feeling attacked, then we have to take ailments from humiliation, ailments from indignation, ailments from domination. The child is being dominated. The child is just not ready to listen. He finds that there are enemy around her. This all is what the ailments from guides us in the repertory to take these rubrics. Once the ailments are fixed, your eliminating rubric is fixed. The remedy is there. Now you just need to know the differentiation of those few remedies and their disposition and ask few more questions about the child. Not what she was as a child, but how she's adapting to the situation now. She's closing the room. So company aversion too. She does not want to tell this to anybody. She's become secretive. She does not want to go out in sun. She's getting headache. She's taking extra salt because nothing is tasteful in this world. Is Natrimur. And Natrimur, given on this basis, makes the whole story appealing to the conventional doctor, to everybody in this world who believes logical answering, and their homeopathy and GNM really helps us give complete cure, not only to the child, but also help the family. And this is what I have learned, and this is what is how we combine Germany medicine and homeopathy.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
You know, it's absolutely amazing. The way that you've explained that, of course, is so eloquently put and wonderful and thought-provoking. But there must have been so much work in the background. I remember on Homeopathic Voices when you were on, I think you said you read pages and pages, hundreds, if not thousands of pages of research and work before you got to this stage where you are now able to, or should I say, you are so eloquently explaining this process. But it's taken so much work, right, to understand this.
13 years it took. It all exploded during COVID. Otherwise, I started learning GNM in 2010. It's 2014. So to completely apply it, it was during COVID when I saved thousands by just telling them, don't fear, because lung conflict is death fright. You fear, you die. You don't fear, nothing will happen.
You know, the beauty of German New Medicine, from the way you've explained it, is, in fact, you've very aptly already said this, that it brings home the idea of the miasmatic approach, the constitutions, in fact, even the layers of personalities, and so much more. And it's so important now because we live in a diagnostic world, don't we? Everyone has MRIs, CAT scans, colonoscopies, endoscopy, whatever it is, blood tests, of course, and electrolyte tests, and to check so many things. So it's very, very diagnostic indeed. And it's so important for even homeopaths to be able to explain something to a physician who spent 7 years, you know, looking at it from a medical perspective. And yes, here comes a homeopath, of course, you know, totally different thought process. So tell me a bit more about, you know, the diseases that we have today. So, for example, taking an example of autoimmune disorders, which seem to have become so prevalent. So many different autoimmune disorders are out there now, you know, skin conditions, allergies, irritable bowel. How does one link that to German New Medicine?
Every injury, if you take a knife and cut your finger, there is an injury. Okay. Whether you apply any ointment, whether you do a dressing or apply Betadine to the injury has to heal. It doesn't require Betadine. It doesn't require any ointment. The injury heals, right? But if that area is injured every day, then the injury develops a scar, a keloid, because there's a fear of being injured, which the cells in that area think that there is again and again injury. So again and again, repeated healing causes keloid. The same way, when you are emotionally hurt again and again, every day that organ which is connected to the brain and is connected to that psyche which the person is exposed to those conflicts again and again, it goes unrealized. You don't notice it. The emotions keep hitting you every day. You don't understand or experience it. Gradually, So that type of adaptation to the certain situation leads into the organ being affected, either failure or excess growth, right? So this made me work more harder on every autoimmune disorder. Autoimmune means the immunity is firing against you inside instead of the other person. The immunity is firing against you. Why is the body doing it? It's adaptive mechanism. The body is trying to protect you on every front, and it is survival mechanism. So in German New Medicine, everything is not disease, it is a survival mechanism. How? The best example which I can think now is diabetes, which is so very common. So what happens in diabetes? You go to a physician, he finds the sugar high, and the tablets have started. After some days, the patient again finds that there is increased frequency of urine. He again goes after a month or two to the physician. The physician increases the dose. Again, after 6, 8 months, this person goes and asks that again the symptoms have occurred, my sugar must be high. And when they check, it is really high. Then he puts him on more tablets. The diet now and the advice of weight loss and not eating sweet is not working with him. Even if he's not doing it, it's still the sugar is high. Gradually, the patient is on insulin because his pancreas are not making insulin. And gradually, he dies taking those insulins with multiple organ failures. Okay, this is a normal process. When I was working with physicians, I understood, according to GNM, what is diabetes. So diabetes, the conflict is resistance conflict. What is this resistance conflict? When you read German New Medicine, resistance conflict is trying to resist or fight against a situation which is not getting solved, or you are into a helpless condition. It's like a pushing a table and it's too heavy. You cannot push, but you have to push for your living, is going to increase the glucose in the body. So when this disease sets in, the brain, the psyche commands the brain, and that brain commands the cells, the beta cells of the pancreas. The brain commands, my words are very important, the brain commands the beta cells. You reduce the release of insulin in the blood. Now, why should the brain command the beta cell to reduce the insulin? Because the brain finds this person for his survival requires more energy. And that energy is going to come from more glucose in the body. And when there is going to be hyperglycemia, then only he'll get energy to fight that situation. So the beta cell immediately agree against the government messages coming from the brain, and they reduce the insulin secretion. Now, this is a survival mechanism. It's not disease. It's not autoimmune disorder. As soon as the sugar goes up, he gets all the energy to come out of that helpless situation. But with that are other symptoms, as increased frequency of urine, numbness in feet, not getting good sleep because the sympathetic activity, the brain is on a hyper mode, the sugar is high, it's a lot of energy, leads him to go to a physician. or a doctor. As soon as you start medicine to reduce the blood sugar, the brain says, oh my God, the sugar is going down. This is not good for his survival. He commands again to the beta cells, stop, reduce the insulin in the blood. The pancreas says, okay, government, yes, we are going to listen to you. More sugar goes up. Again, the physician increases the dose. But this all sugar going up is the survival mechanism where the body is trying to give him energy, the brain is trying to give the body more energy to fight that situation. Instead of advising the patient to get out of that situation or stop swimming against the flow of the current or find solutions or take another route to solve that problem or take some support, discuss, study on it, and then hit back, the physician does not ask anything. They will not ask the history. And there is where homeopath come in. The homeopathy doctor will ask all the history of how it started and what is his disposition and what is his work, what does he do every day, how does he survive, gives him an idea of what is the resistance conflict in the patient. And then with an awareness and idea given to the patient that this is stressing him up, you give the right remedy, the patient starts thinking in the other way. The stress is now, the same work now becomes a passion for him. He starts enjoying his work. He starts enjoying fighting that situation, which is not stressful. So in the morning he used to work, in the evening he used to get tired. Now he's not getting tired because he's enjoying his work and he's find ways to handle these things. There's no stress, no cortisol, no swelling on the body, and the sugar starts coming in. So who had told that diabetes is incurable? No. Go behind it. Behind the reason of autoimmune disorder. Behind the reason of diabetes. Advise the patient rightly. Don't just prescribe. Guide him. And be a teacher or a mentor to him to live his life more healthy. And give homeopathy. And you can see the results. You will get amazing results. The sugar start falling. The tablets stop. The doctor will ask why your sugar is falling. You say, exercise kia, this I've done, that I've done. But gradually the tablets get stopped. And the patient not only gets out of that diabetes, but with diabetes, there is retinopathy, which he will be saved from. Neuropathy, nerves will be saved from. Kidney, nephropathy, which he will be saved from. So you're saving him from all these complications and he's going to live a full life without his any of the organs getting affected.
That's absolutely fascinating. You know, I want to carry on talking about diabetes because it's becoming, you know, epidemic proportions now, especially, you know, in the West. I'm not sure what it's like in India and other places around, but certainly in the West, it is increasing exponentially. And the advice generally given is, like you've already mentioned, is lose weight, exercise more, and, you know, reduce your sugar intake, and even, you know, portions of your meals, work on carbohydrates. That's all important as well, right? Alongside everything else.
Actually, so when you get, so it's the mind and body. So for the body, you're going to advise him a good diet, more of a protein diet and less of carbohydrates and exercise. But what about the mind? That's understanding through German New Medicine, and only homeopathy can reach there. Only homeopathy can change the way he looks to the world. It's all about perception. And that perception is delusions. And we have thousands of delusions in our repertory. Just for an example, if a mother comes and tells she has lost her son, she had the only son, she had only one son, and she has lost him in an accident. And she's too much angry on God, too much angry on God. I used to pray for him, pray to God and do whatnot and do fasting and everything. I have never missed the church, all these things, she says. And now I don't look at the church also. I have hatred and anger towards God because he has taken away my son. This is her delusion and perception. What is the delusion behind it? Delusion, God is taking vengeance against her, is a rubric in synthesis. And there's only one remedy, that is Kali Brom. You add one more symptom to that, that is delusion, conspiracies going against her. And that confirms Kali Brom. Kali is a family remedy. Kalis are very anxious about family. But somebody, which she does so much for the child, and she loves the child, and for that she just does so much for to the God so that the child is protected, the God has taken the child away from him. So now she develops anger towards God, and now she doesn't want to bow in front of him. That's Kali Brom. So the perception is what we need to understand of every human being, and that's homeopathy. And the cause is ailments from death of loved one.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
That's fascinating. I'm absolutely loving this conversation. Now, this leads me on to acutes. So we're talking about, we've spoken about chronic cases and of course autoimmune. So is there a place for German new medicine with acutes as well? Whereas you could say with homeopathy, it's relatively easy as far as acutes are concerned, but sometimes you can get complex acutes as well with a history. So how does that fit in? Do guide us.
Sure. So, should we start with allergic rhinitis, the most common? And I will go stepwise. This is very important for everyone. Everyone. I mean, the physicians also keep asking me why the histamine levels go up. And when so I have a team of physicians whom we keep discussing about allergic rhinitis, and that is now causing all problems, and the patients are now then put on inhalers and they have no solutions. So, doc, what can we do? So then I open up GNM, German New Medicine, and the knowledge which GNM has given me. They say the area of the nasal passage is controlled by the cerebral cortex. Okay, the new brain. Okay, the cerebral cortex controls the nasopharynx area, the sinus area, the throat area. Now, the skin is again sensitive to what conflict is sting conflict or scent conflict, khushbu. What is this scent conflict? Initially, the animals used to take the scent of an approaching predator. And that used to make them alert so that they could run and save their family. How will you convert this into human beings? When the child goes to the school, there are competitors over there. There are other children who are going to bash him up. There are other children who's going to take things from him. There are other children who are performing better, and to be in that race, the parents are pushing to study more. He is getting irritated by these people. So the second is sting conflict. What is sting conflict? That this stings. It's not always the smell which stings. It's also the emotion which stings. So the jealousy, the irritation towards that person or that teacher or the surrounding or to parents or other household people or a younger sibling who's taking and tearing away his notes and books. He's trying to protect his notes and pen and bag from his younger sibling. And he's getting annoyed. The word used is annoyed. So you are continuously into sting conflict and getting annoyed is enough to increase the histamine. Okay? Histamine is a neurotransmitter. The connection between the brain and the body's enzymes and hormones is a neurotransmitter. When the brain gets affected, when your mood or emotions get changed, it fires neurotransmitters. The neurotransmitters are fired for your own safety, not to make you sick. One of the neurotransmitter I can talk about is a lion standing in behind you, or forget about lion, a dog. You are sitting and a dog barks behind you. You don't know the dog existed there and he suddenly barks. So you are on a run. What happened? The fear shot up your adrenaline, the fight and flight neurotransmitter. And that adrenaline gave you sudden energy, made your heart beat faster, give you all the glucose and made you run just to save yours. The same way, when there is a sting conflict, the neurotransmitter which is secreted is histamine. When the histamine is high, any bacteria or virus trying to enter your nostrils, you will sneeze and cough. That's the first line of defense. Phagocytosis, if we must have heard. Yeah? The histamines are high. You go to a physician, he gives you an antihistaminic. The antihistaminic makes you feel drowsy, dull, sleepy. And the stress and the stink and the annoyed thing is not felt by the person because he's so drowsy. Forget it. Take, brother, you'll tell brother, you take whatever you want, tear it. I am not bothered because you're drowsy. As soon as the effect of the tablet goes, the irritation is back, the stink is back, and the mood has changed. The histamines are back. More and more histamines, more and more phlegm accumulation in the throat and the chest causes wheezing, and you are on a inhaler. Every time there is cold, there is exacerbation. It is called as acute exacerbation of chronic disease. That's asthma. It's caused by this allergic rhinitis. So there is SORA and psychosis. Now, here, when we understand what we take ailments from. So for that, if the mother is getting irritated on the child, we take the rubric impatient children about. So I'm telling you a story or a case. The mother is having allergic rhinitis and she comes to you. My child doesn't listen. She's irritated. I want him to study. He doesn't study. He's all the time on the mobile, all the time on the TV, or otherwise he's playing. He doesn't listen. And he's not afraid of anybody. Then I ask, what does the husband do? He is another one problem. I am annoyed on him. Why? He doesn't care. He says, I was also like this when I was a child. And he doesn't also work. He takes life very lightly. I don't want to see his face. I'm irritated on him also. Anger on husband. Aversion to husband. Impatient about children. And the climate in the house is not good. It's damp. It's not good to live in that. Dampness. There is dampness means it's not damp. Water or the rainy dampness. The damp. The situation is damp. It's not warm. There is no warmth in the house. There is cold and damp weather. The remedy which comes is aggravated by cold, damp weather. Aversion to husband, anger to husband, impatient about children. Dalka Mara. So common allergic medicine. Give Dulcamara two doses, the dampness goes, the mother goes milder. She starts talking to the child softer. She tells husband, it's okay, it's your child. You don't want him to become successful. No worries, forget it. I will do my job. I cook food and give it to you all. And her allergies go. Things start improving in the house. The dampness going, everybody starts doing its own chorus, and things are better. That's how you handle acute. Now it's if surgery acute. Now just if we want to take a surgical case, okay? A surgical case, a child comes off appendicitis, and they come to you, or I have so many cases. Sometimes we present cases. I will show you how we have testimonials of how they came in, what they were saying, how what surgeon said, the words of the surgeon, how could this happen, how the intussusception go, how can without surgery the intussusception go, don't take risk, there can be perforation, nothing, when you know the cause, nothing can happen. So this child came with appendicitis, severe pain, and surgeon said, you have to get it operated. They said, immediately admit. They asked how much time we have. There's no time. We have to immediately put him on empty stomach, and morning 5 o'clock, we are going to do the surgery. So they say, okay, we have time till 5 o'clock in the morning. The father ran here, showed me the video of the child, what type of pain he was in. And I asked him one question. What happened in the house before he started having pain? He said, there was a huge argument between my mother and his mother. And the father-in-law got into it. And then I had to intervene. This child was sitting right in between all this fight. And suddenly started rolling, tossing, turning, and we forgot all our fights and took him to the doctor. Okay. Ailments from coral. Abdomen. Abdomen. It is called the conflict for stomach, intestine is territorial anger conflict. Territorial anger conflict. The child's territory is under a fight. There is a war going on house, and this guy is experiencing that territory under too much of anger and a lot of anger towards the elders because they are all on her mother, on his mother, firing her, and she is alone. So he's holding the mother's hand and standing there weeping and trying to push everybody away from her is enough to trigger that territorial anger conflict. Ailments from anger, ailments from humiliation, too sensitive a person for this situation to handle. They were humiliating the mother, is what this child is all observing. I give a dose of Staphysagra 30 to the father and tells him, till morning there will be no pain. Get the sonography done in the afternoon. No need of operation. They give the dose. The pain is subsided. The child is better. They go for sonography. The child is absolutely painless and the swelling has subsided. The doctor says, let's see after a week. We repeat a sonography. If the swelling is completely not gone, then we operate. Now it doesn't seem like he has to be operated. That's miracle of homeopathy. But where did that question come from? If that time I would have sat and took all the history, I would have not got anything. And they were in a panic mode. I had to have only asked one question. And that one question, I cannot do a whole history. I cannot make him sit and tell him, okay, tell me about him. Tell me about his nature. Not right. Just ask one question. Give the remedy. You know the cause. You know the disposition. It has to work.
What I find the beauty of German new medicine is that we all know how homeopathy works, and we know the huge importance of mind and emotions on the body. And of course we have repertories and we have literature, and we can do the research on remedies. But this tool of German New Medicine is so amazing, because once you get to know it, it actually makes that whole process so streamlined and efficient and effective to get to that remedy, or certainly get to the rubric. And of course, there's work to be done as far as remedy selection. And I think that's why it fits so well, doesn't it? Because it's a mental and emotional state, which is German New Medicine. And that goes on to explain it. I think it's a match made in heaven, it seems, doesn't it?
Yes, and they both are nature's law. Nobody can deny Germany medicine. Nobody can deny homeopathy. It's all both are based on nature's law. So Hahnemann, in his fourth aphorism, has mentioned you should know have to cure a patient. You need to have the knowledge of medicine, knowledge of disease. Okay, we all have knowledge of medicines through our homeopathy. What about knowledge of disease? German New Medicine is the knowledge of disease. And you combine them, you are taking Hahnemann's studies to the next level. Absolutely next level. And when the physician will ask you, what exactly are you asking? Why are you asking about the stress? Stress is nothing but a part of autonomous nervous system. Autonomous nervous system is divided into sympathetic and parasympathetic. Daytime it is sympathetic nerve which is working. Nighttime is the parasympathetic nerve working. But if you are in stress, your sympathetic activity is there in day, night. Your body is not resting. There is no parasympathetic phase. Naturally, that sympathetic activity is stimulating some organ to either perform more or less, or going overboard, which is what we do in the history, and that is knowledge of disease. What we are talking about, which we combine with homeopathy, the knowledge of medicine of homeopathy, Matra Medica, sky is the limit. Sky is the limit. I have a waiting of 6 to 8 months if a patient has to meet me. I just want to spread this as much as possible so that every physician can apply it and use it for the betterment of humankind.
I do hope you've enjoyed this week's episode of the Homeopathy Health Show. Please do support the show by clicking follow on my socials. Remember, the more exposure the podcast receives, the better for homeopathy around the world. You can find me on Instagram by searching for @like_treatslike, and on both Facebook and TikTok by searching for @like_treatslike. So let's promote the voice of homeopathy on radio and podcast around the world together. Don't forget to visit me online at www.liketreatslike.co.uk and click on the radio and podcast tab. Here you'll be able to see all the guests that have joined me on the show so far. And of course, you can stream on demand the latest episode to your mobile, tablet or PC. Until next time, stay safe and take care.